That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. For those of you that aren't familiar with Summit, we are a nationwide healthcare and executive recruiting firm, and we are in the mix helping different organizations find great talent to serve the needs of their clients. I am here with America's Headhunter, the one and only Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing good, Doug. How you doing, sir?
Very good. And I'm Doug Dayton, and we are excited to talk to you about the different things that are developing in the radiology market today. Chuck, I know as we've just been debriefing from the week here and talking about the different things that have been taking place, there have been several trends that are popping up that we're seeing common with a lot of these radiologists. I know one of them being a lot of these guys are working for multiple organizations. And it's the days of radiologists working for one place seem like they're going away, but there are a lot of issues that kind of come from that. There's the non-compete issues, and there's the, the 30-day, 60-day, 90-day clause that people used to have, which people are now wanting a six-month clause. And what are your thoughts on this, Chuck?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't talk to any radiologists, really, that that doesn't have more than one thing going on. But I do talk to a lot. I take that back. I do talk to a lot of radiologists that wish they had more going on.
Right.
But they can't because of their current contract. And so a lot of places don't let them moonlight and, you know, kind of want to control that and, you know, that sort of thing. So we're seeing some, you know, some issues out there and, you know, with that and the, you know, the 6 month, you know, the 6 month out, I mean, that's, you know, people are waiting and doing it and stuff, but a lot of things change in 6 months. And, you know, it's just, I had one guy tell us that, you know, 50% of the radiologists that, you know, that sign on don't show up, you know, things like that. But, you know, that's a different issue. That's really
sure.
Just not staying up with them. And plus too, with this market, you know, I mean, people don't really know, you know, radiologists, if they haven't looked, they don't really know what is the best out there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they, you know, just like any time, you know, they, you know, the market is, you know, there's still radiologists out there being paid, you know, less than $400 to work a full-time job. Well, when you talk to those guys, I mean, there are gals, they are, you know, they're very interested in looking.
Yeah, Chuck, I know what you mean. And it's interesting because, like, I think that most of the times people don't even realize that they're looking until they hear that there is an offer or an opportunity out there that can better their situation. I know I was talking to a guy that was not, he initially said he wasn't looking, and he thought about it for a few minutes after we hung up, and he called me right back, and he said, hey, just out of curiosity, what else is going on out there? And it does not hurt, ladies and gentlemen, to stay informed about different opportunities that are out there. I know one of the things that that I hear Chuck doing quite a bit, if you've got an offer from an organization and you would like an unbiased third party to just bounce some concepts off of their head, then you can give us a call, 817-483-4300, and then it's good, because if you've got a great job offer or a great opportunity, we'll tell you. And I think that sometimes it surprises people whenever we say, hey, you've got a pretty great opportunity there. But our goal, if you are working with Summit, we want to make sure that if you take a job, that it's a job that you're satisfied with. We want to make sure that it's an opportunity that connects well with you, and that that it would be a long-term situation.
Well, you know, we do these podcasts. I mean, we're just really recapping the, because the market has been changing so much so fast, you know, we're just really recapping what happened that week.
Sure.
And, you know, this week actually, and you know, it's still, you know, what we're still seeing more than ever is that, you know, radiologists are, they want to know what is the fair market value, you know, for their services. And the groups want to know what they're going to have to pay. you know, this is all going to plane out. Everybody's going to be paying the same, like we had talked in previous podcasts. There's going to be different things that are going to keep radiologists in the group, and it's going to be service. It's going to be, you know, because, you know, these groups are just going to have to pay. The only exception is if they get help from the hospital, which a lot of them are doing now, you know, but because then they can kind of pay more if it's, you know, subsidized, or, you know, somehow they get like a PSA agreement and it's, you know, they're able to pay more per RVU. But still, nevertheless, I mean, you know, it's going to be paid very close to the same across the board. Right now, you know, it hadn't settled out, you know,
sure,
as far as, you know, what is the best to offer and how much do I have to read to get that and that sort of thing. But once it does, you know, then it's kind of going to go back to, you know, like it used to be.
You know, and one of the scenarios that that I encountered this last week was I was speaking with a candidate, and he was relatively satisfied with his opportunity. It's just that he's not very busy, and he literally wanted to just not take a second full-time job or anything, but just moonlight on the side. And the unwillingness of the organization that he was working with to allow him to moonlight, I believe, is going to cause them to lose him as a quality candidate. Because,
oh yeah, we see it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're holding someone back, if you've got someone that's just working a day shift and they want to pick up a couple of extra hours once they're off, especially if you're working with these remote guys that, you know, are swiveling around on their chair working from one opportunity to another, then that's unfortunate that you would lose someone over something as menial as not letting them, you know, take a couple of extra shifts a month or something. So,
well, what we're seeing a lot of, and what I'd suggest to anybody that has a radiologist that you want to keep, is to better their situation now, because they're getting bombarded with opportunities.
Sure.
And so what we see a lot of the time is once somebody puts in their notice, you know, then the groups come back and say, hey, you know, we'll give you the farm. Well, the radiologist, of course, thinks, well, you know, why wasn't it worth giving me the farm beforehand? But, you know, they kind of feel like, just, I've talked to different ones, and they kind of feel like that, you know, hey, yeah, that's a great offer, but as soon as you get somebody else.
Yeah, that's a fantastic offer. Hey, is that my job that's posted online there?
Yeah, exactly. But it's hopping. I mean, it's worth, you know, looking out there and seeing, you know, what's better. And, you know, if there's, you know, we've had some radiologists that have just fantastic offers, and we tell them, man, that's a great offer. You're not doing a whole lot of volume. But that being said, I think that's even going to change too, because the numbers are just going to have to match the volume, because this is, I don't care how you slice it, whether it's salary plus production, whatever, it is all going to pay per click, meaning pay, you know, for what you read. I mean, sure, that's just, you know, there may be a couple exceptions here or there, whatever, but, you know, for the most part, it's going to go to, you know, pay per click. And another thing that, you know, we're hearing radiologists say is there's the nurse practitioners, the PAs that work in these ERs, you know, they're starting to get a little bit more autonomy and, you know, different things like that. Different states are changing the rules, the laws and stuff. And so, you know, they're the PAs and the nurse practitioners, they're kind of known for, you know, they're not physicians, but they're, you know, quality, you know, providers, but they are known for ordering more out of the ER, you know, and so, you know, as more PAs and nurse practitioners are being used, I mean, there's the volume's even going to go up further and higher and all that good stuff. But, you know, healthcare, you know, looks like it's going to be hopping, you know, for a while. And healthcare usually is, you know, recession proof. I mean, you know, it's just been, you know, pretty much recession proof. I mean, you know, what, it back in 2008, I mean, that, you know, some of the, you know, the specialties got cut and, you know, it got hit pretty hard. But
that's not the case today, though. Man, I'll tell you what, it's, I haven't seen a market like this in a long time. Especially if you're an interventional radiologist and you are looking in a specific area, I want to encourage you to reach out to us, Because even if we have a client that's not actively looking, if there's an interregional person that is interested in their neck of the woods, a lot of times they will make something happen. I know we're looking for an interventional radiologist for a great group in Texas. We're looking for interventional radiologists for a fantastic group in Maryland, another one in North Carolina, another one in Georgia. You know, if you're one of these groups or one of these administrators that are out here and you're having a hard time finding a permanent person on site, I want to challenge and encourage you to reconsider hiring a remote radiologist. I know that we have one of our clients that we just signed a couple of remote guys with, and it is going to alleviate the burden of their group significantly. But, you know, that's kudos to them for hustling, because I know that a lot of folks are actually, they're a lot more receptive to the idea of remote guys now than they used to be.
Well, and if you're a group, you know, and, you know, your hospital hasn't helped you in the past, you know, man, I would say, you know, go talk to them again, because, you know, if you're backed up and, you know, you're not able to cover all the cases and, you know, and turnaround times and all that stuff, you know, they, trust me, the hospital has probably been looking for other options, but just can't find them. So now they're going to realize what they have and, you know, just start helping the groups out and, you know, and, you know, so they can, you know, get the work done. I mean, these cases, you know, they're needing to be done. I mean, the radiology doesn't just keep the radiologist happy. It keeps every physician in town happy, because everybody kind of relies on it.
Sure.
And, you know, they want the turnaround times fast and, you know, and all that good stuff. So the hospital doesn't want a bunch of physicians complaining to them, hey, our reads are not getting done and all that, because then they've got their whole medical staff not happy, and you know, the hospitals don't want that, so they're willing to help out. I would think,
you know, so Chuck, this week I was actually talking to someone that was a part of a large hospital chain where they had one of the larger radiology groups that you would recognize if I named them, that was serving their hospital that they were relying heavily on for the past several years. And the group just decided that they were going to go ahead and pull out of their hospital and kind of left them high and dry. But, you know, in this situation, if you are in a similar situation and the group that has been covering your imaging center or your hospitals is pulling out, we can help you recruit a team of people to, like, I mean, that this is what we do, and we can definitely make it happen in probably a timelier basis than you think. But if you're interested in focusing some horsepower on your search, I want to encourage you to give me a call. My name's Doug. My number here at Summit's 817-483-4300, and my extension is 1002. If you want to talk to Chuck, his extension is 1001. Either one of us will be more than happy to help you. We can at least give you an idea of what it would look like to secure a quality candidate in this market, because the folks that are making it happen are the ones that are signing the radiologists, and the ones that are dragging their feet are the ones that are leaving their leaving their positions open a little bit longer than usual.
Well, the radiology groups need to you know, it looks like, you know, because, you know, at some point the hospitals could just say, hey, you know, why do we need this separate group? You know, we just hire the radiologist and they just work for us and we'll just pay them this. And you know, a lot of the groups don't want that. I mean, they want to, you know, be able to, you know, retain the control and anonymity and, you know, be able to do whatever they want and not have to, you know, answer to a CEO of a hospital. But, you know, they just become like just employees. So the radiology groups have really been able to kind of stay away from that. But, you know, it just looks like that might be, you know, the way things, you know, are headed if the hospitals can't get you know, the hospital would rather a radiology group just cover the, you know, what they're, you know, cover the, read the reads and just so they don't even have to, you know, think about it. But if the, you know, the referring physicians are complaining and turnaround times are not what they should be, which we hear all this stuff, and that's the reason, you know, hospitals are looking at other groups and stuff, just to come to find out that the other groups tell them, hey, we're buried, we can't yeah, take that work on. So, you know, I don't know, man, who knows what they're going to do, but right now it's a good time to better your situation if you don't like it so well, or better your hours or better your schedule. You know, well, honestly, we see most of the need is for the evening shifts.
Sure.
Or, and there's, you know, overnights, actually evening shifts to cover the ER is more needed, you know, than even the overnights. But, you know, because there's always been the overnight services for all these years.
Sure.
And they've always been doing tele, you know, but, you know, occasionally we'll get, we'll get one of those, and, you know, we know we're some folks looking for overnight people, but the 4 to 12, I mean, that's the hot spot. That's, everybody needs that covered, and you can kind of write your own ticket. You know, we've got low volume jobs for the 4 to 12, and 4 to 12 meaning central time.
Yeah.
You know, so whether you're we're seeing that a lot of the West Coast radiologists are picking up a lot of the jobs on the East Coast.
Sure.
Because of the hour difference, and it makes sense. I mean, you know, the other way around, you kind of get, you know, the schedule's not as attractive.
Yeah,
know?
Unless you're a night owl or something like that.
Yeah.
So, Chuck, is there any specific opportunities or any specific candidates that you want to highlight before we close today?
Well, you know, we always love talking to the folks that, you know, that want to make, you know, seven figures and things like that, because we've got a couple of groups that, you know, that that can accommodate that. Now, if somebody is making, you know, wants to make that, then surely they understand they're going to have to be read an abnormal amount of volume. But
sure,
you know, we've placed several people recently that have done that, or that are willing to do that. You know, if you want a total lifestyle practice, I mean, we have that. You know, it doesn't really even matter where they are. We can just, talk about the being a daytime remote job, and if you want to work 8 to 5, great. You know, those definitely pay less because it's supply and demand. Everybody wants to work 8 to 5, you know, and so, you know, those are kind of normal paying jobs.
But we do have day shift opportunities too.
Well, I think, like we started out, what I would say the key is, you know, if somebody wants to just do kind of a light job full time, you know, just make sure you don't sign something that says you can't work anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because you might want to add some extra shifts on, unless, of course, where you're working, you know, will give you as much work as you want. You
sure.
Know? But, you know, a lot of radiologists are getting S-Corps, they're getting LLCs, you know, they're kind of their own radiology business. And, you know, that really looks like one of the ways it's going to go.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that, you know, I know that whenever people start adjusting to the market, you know, they, whether someone, and there are people out there that want to be employees, and there are people out there that want to be 1099, and there are people, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to skin the cat. I want to encourage you, if you are interested in radiology gigs, or if you are looking for candidates, you can go to our website, www.hiresps.com, and we've got right there on the front page, it has our latest jobs listed, and it also has a tab where you can browse through candidates as well. But if you have any urgent needs, we can help you recruit and fill those slots in a timely and in an efficient manner. Our number here, once again, is 817-483-4300, and my extension is 1002, Chuck's is 1001. Chuck, do you have any parting thoughts for our audience?
No, it's all good, man. Thank you, and talk to you next time.
Thanks, and have a fantastic day.